Guys, I met Jay, really, I guess I met Jay back in January of 2002, I guess it was, Jay.
I believe that's right.
I was in Florida at a meeting, and we got done with the meeting, and we went out, and a few of us went for, to have some drinks, and Andy Albright made sure to introduce the two of us, and we instantly clicked. We instantly hit it off. I came home that from that weekend, and that's all Heather heard about was Jay Cannon this and Jay Cannon that, and how great Jay Cannon is, and I
has joined the conference.
I was putting JC plus AF. I was carving that into trees. Really and truly, guys, love this man, and really, what I love is his sincerity, the willingness to share with the team. I mean, he doesn't make a dime off of us producing, and yet he's willing to pour out for the next 45 minutes what he knows and what he introduced me to years ago, and that is conceptual selling. Guys, Jay Cannon's agency last month, I believe you ran about $130,000, Jay. And I don't care who you are, $130,000 agency, you're going to make some okay money. It's going to be all right, I promise. So we know he's making good money. He's had a lot of success in his life. But I'll tell you, one of the things I'm most impressed with is the fact that his agency has the highest average application in the country, in all of NAS. And I believe his average annual premium is around $2,000. And guys, I like to brag that the last full year I was in the field, my average application was $120 per application. That was husband $120, wife $120. And if you want to know how I figured that out, that's why I've got you on this call. That's why I brought Jay Cannon on. His agency, not one person, his agency averages pretty darn close to $2,000 per case on an annual basis, and they don't believe in other insurers. So with that said, guys, click on your recorders, pay attention to this. I promise you, you're going to get something big from it. If you don't, I'll give you your money back if you paid for the phone call, like $10, $2 maybe. But with that said, Mr. Jay Cannon.
Wow. Thank you, Fitz. And truly, I do remember when the Fitz agency was the total production of your pen. And to see it grow to the numbers that you guys have done last month is just tremendous. It's a pleasure and honor to be asked to share some ideas with your group. And not only is Fitz and Heather peers of mine, but they are great friends. And I have the utmost respect for those two great people. But what I want to do is first give you a little bit of a background. And if you compare with my allergies and my Brooklyn, New York and / South Jersey accent, I think we can get through this. My background in life insurance is on the complete opposite side of the spectrum of what we're doing now. It involves estate planning, very sophisticated, complex life insurance trust. Sometimes we would get people that would dump $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 into a single premium policy and protect it with a trust. It took us multiple appointments to try to get these people to take action. And what I realized was not only was it a challenge to inform and educate a client on the complex aspects of estate planning, but they were actually clueless regarding the basics. And that led to fighting an uphill battle. So through the years, I developed a style that worked for me and my agents. And I want to preface it by saying that there are many selling techniques. Most people practice the emotion versus logic, need-based. Even people use fear tactics. But before you can employ any selling technique, you must develop confidence. It's your most valuable asset. You see, the typical agent during every call, every presentation, during every close, that agent is asking for a favor of buying their product. And that's willy-nilly, that's wishy-washy. A confident agent believes that they can help every prospect they call. They feel comfortable with their research. They're not contacting the people haphazardly. These people ask to be called, and they truly need my service and help. And the attitude is that I'm going to do my best to help them. So confidence is the belief in your product, and it starts there. And you should question yourself by saying, would you buy this product yourself? Did you buy this product? This girl.
Well, Bill Clark, how are you doing?
Hi, Leary. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing well. I was
thinking about you and Lynn today, and I was wondering if she was doing better.
Rusty is still fair. Well, she's got an upper respiratory infection, I guess, from the trip.
Oh,
we saw the pulmonologist, I guess, a couple of days ago, and she's on antibiotics and Singulair and stuff like that.
My goodness.
I'm on a conference call. Can I call you back in a little bit?
You bet. You go right ahead.
Okay. Hey, thanks, sir. Bless you.
Bye-bye.
That words only represent about 7% of what influences human behavior. So what are we to do? I mean, if we're speaking to a client and they're only picking up 7% of what we're saying, we're in trouble. So the use of visuals will help in a presentation. But let me give you an example. If I said a word, I want everyone to kind of picture an image in their mind. Like if I use the word red, what do you think of? If I use the word dressing, what do you think of? Now, people conjure up different thoughts. Most of the time when I say red, people think of color. Sometimes they think of, I read a book, R-E-A-D. Some people that I've asked this question even said of, I thought of a friend whose nickname was Red. But the problem is that no one thought of the same thing. With the word dressing, some of you thought of salad dressing. Some of you thought of dressing as in dressing, getting dressed as putting on clothes. Some of you thought of maybe a field dressing that one would apply in battle. The problem is you all didn't think of the same thing that I was thinking of, and that's a problem. And if you're communicating to somebody and they're not thinking the exact same way that you're thinking, how can you effectively communicate to them? So the three C's, candid, conceptual, conversation, is the technique that we use, and many of you do this without even knowing it. The idea is to show you a technique to make the sales process fun and give you more control of the entire process. By giving your clients a clear picture of what you're saying empowers them. If they can create a mental picture, then they kind of have a clear understanding, and it will help them make a decision if they can visualize what you're saying. Now, if they can visualize what you're saying, what will that do? That will increase the percentage of closes that you make, and it will lead to larger premium. You know, Fitz did mention that we do write large premiums, and to give you an idea, with a company that we were formerly with, I had 5 agents that consistently produced $100,000 of business amongst just the 5 of them. And last year in NAA, the number 2 and number 10 producer came out of my agency. So we do write large cases and we write many cases. Now, let me give you a phrase. If you have a pen and paper, if you're recording this, this is a good phrase to start us out with. We don't sell what it is, we sell what it does. Let me repeat that. We don't sell what it is, we sell what it does. You see, what it is life insurance. What it does is mortgage protection. You see, mortgage protection creates a picture of what it does. It allows the family to stay in their home after tragedy strikes. You see how the picture was painted? We start that with our lease. Our leads say mortgage protection, not life insurance. Our people are responding back to mortgage protection. So if you can keep in the same vein of being conceptual of what it does as opposed to what it is, you will help paint a clearer picture for these clients, and they will get a great understanding, and they'll want more of what the product features and benefits are. And that's what people buy. They buy the features and benefits. Well, how do we use this on a presentation? That's kind of where, I guess, this is going to. We certainly follow the Hudgens approach, so I'm not trying to deviate or change anything that anybody is doing. All I want to do is try to give people some ideas on how they can incorporate some buzzwords, some sayings, some phrases that will help them in the sales process. We also try to prevent problems before they arise. I found early on that we needed to create credibility in the company that we represent. And I'm not sure on the mix of product that you sell and the companies that you use, but just for today's conversation, I'm going to use Fidelity and Guarantee as the company. So,
has joined the conference.
So as we use Fidelity and Guarantee, we use the financial integrity. It's a visual. It already helps solve one of the problems by giving a client something visual. And now we want to create the pictures in their mind. After we go through the introductions and after we're all seated, all sat at the right table, we kind of just turn to the people and pull out the financial integrity brochure and explain to them, you know, based on our conversation on the telephone and based on all the companies we represent, the best company that meets your family's needs is a company called Fidelity and Guarantee. The best company that meets your family's needs is a company called Fidelity and Guarantee. And we pull out the financial integrity brochure. And right on top is the credit rating services. Now, we need an easy way to explain what those credit rating services are actually doing and what they actually mean because, you know, there's just a letter there. So we ask a question. Are either of you familiar with maybe J.D. Powers or Consumer Reports magazine? Well, they're independent rating services that rate products or services, and the insurance companies have the same type of independent bureaus that act as watchdogs in the industry. And you use a term like watchdogs because it gives them a sense of protection. If you notice, all these companies have given Fidelity and Guarantee.
Mark Schultz
has joined the conference.
If you notice, all these rating companies, all these watchdog companies, have given Fidelity and Guarantee an A or better rating. Now, to add to that, you can simply say something like, I wish my child's report card was that good. Something, again, to create visual that an A rating is a good rating. We don't need to worry about A plus, plus, plus. We just need to let the client know that this is a solid company. Now, as you go over and telling them, oh, it's over $7 billion worth, making it a strong player, we also want to give them a sense of stability. So we're close to Baltimore, Maryland, so we tell them it's a local company. It's right down 95, and we love visiting the company because every time we're in Baltimore, we love the crab cakes. Gives them a visual. We let them know that they are in 49 states. We let them know that they've been around since 1959. But more importantly, their parent company has been around since pre-Civil War days. Now, folks, most people don't even know when the Civil War was fought. And there are some people don't even know who the President of the United States was during the Civil War. But what they do know is it was a long time ago. And that gives credibility to how long this parent company is. So Old Mutual Financial has been around since pre-Civil War days. That is a conceptual idea. We're giving them something to put a hook to so they have an idea of what we're talking about. Pre-Civil War must be a long time. Peace of mind sounds like a reputable company. Now we don't have to worry about asking for them to write a check out to Fidelity and Guarantee because they've already heard of the company and they've already been comforted by this is a credible company. Now they want to know if this credible company has a product that's going to meet their needs. So if we move into and follow the Hudgin system up to the point where we start talking about the product itself, we would say something like, based on our telephone conversation, as I mentioned to you, the best company with Fidelity Guarantee and the best product that they have to offer is a product called the Home Certain. It's insurance if you need it, assurance if you don't. And we show them the brochure, the coverage overview, and we just let them see the picture of the porch with the chairs on it. And we explain to them, as we open up the front cover, that obviously the most important thing is it pays off your mortgage if you die. But we have some other benefits and features which we're going to share with you. And as we close the brochure, there's a little flap. And we flip that flap over, and it says it's easy to apply. And we let them see that, and we just move it off to the side. So we're adding comfort that we showed them a visual. We gave them something that they can actually touch and see, because we're selling an intangible product to them now. We're selling them an idea. And we've got to create these ideas and put pictures in their minds. Am I going too quick? Am I speaking? Is everyone okay?
Good, Jay.
Okay, no problem. Sometimes I speak a little quickly, and I do apologize. You know, I know that you work off of the Home Certain Term Life Mortgage Protection Plan feature, and I think that's a great sheet. And the reason is because it gives you the ability to follow the features and benefits of what this program and product is. Now, you know, the first thing that's on your Mortgage Protection Plan feature is the choice of beneficiary. And this is my favorite aspect of conceptual selling. Because, first of all, let's not make the assumption that everyone knows what a beneficiary designation is. Some people may have only heard of that when filling out their 401k forms, or some of these people just heard the word, but they're not really sure what it means. And they certainly do not know what it means to them to have a choice of a beneficiary. So, if we can create a picture, we can get them to have a clear understanding of what choice of beneficiary means. And what that means is, John, in event that you do not come home, who are you instructing me to have Fidelity Guarantee make the check payable to? Now, that's a strong statement that I'm asking, because it has many components. Who are you instructing me? I'm putting myself in the equation. To have Fidelity and Guarantee, the company we're representing, make the check payable to. Now, folks, he has to answer on that question, or she has to answer on that question. And the obvious choice, it would be a spouse. But if there is no obvious choice to a single person, there's the time now that you're definitely going to uncover the need of why they need this program. It's a very powerful question. Who are you instructing me to have Fidelity and Guarantee make the check payable to? I also use this as the start of taking an application. First of all, with the new applications, there's a cover sheet. We always fold back the cover sheet before we even show the client the application. Because just the act of opening up a cover sheet make the hairs on the back of their neck stand up in fear that, oh no, now here we go taking the application. But if we already have that cover sheet open and that application is underneath my portfolio, I can actually, depending on how confident I am in my presentation, explain to them when they say, well, John says, I want Susan to be the beneficiary. My follow-up would be then, God forbid, John and Susan, that both of you should perish at the same time. At that point, have you made any contingencies in your will to who would be taking care of your children? Because at this point, I need to know who am I going to instruct F and G to make the check payable to. See, I want to know the contingent beneficiaries for a couple of reasons. It's important because it's good estate planning. They can perish together. Two, if there are contingent beneficiaries and they're not family, or even if they are family, that is going to be also a good referral person for me to eventually talk to. So I'm gathering a referral by finding out the contingent beneficiaries. Because it could be his brother gets half and her sister gets half. Well, that's two more people that I need to talk to.
let them know how important the beneficiary designation is and their responsibilities. Also, so what I can do is, what I was alluding to is, once they tell me this information, I can comfortably show them in the application there's a specific spot where we're going to record those beneficiary designations, and I put their names in there and their relationship and the percentage. And then I just simply move it off to the side. So I'm already starting to take the application or have shown them, and then there's no problem with us pulling the application out at a later time. Now, it's at a comfort level, but the most important thing is to find out their pain. And you'll find out their pain by knowing who they want to leave this to. Remember, in most life insurance, the person who's being insured doesn't get any benefits. The death benefit is going to somebody else, and they have to care a whole great deal about the other person to leave them this benefit. Now, the second aspect of the plans and features is portability. And I love this portability feature because people don't understand. They may think that their program is tied to their home or to their mortgage company. And the portability feature is a wonderful feature. Is for any reason you decide to relocate to another state or home, you can pack your mortgage protection plan up in your suitcase and you can take it with you. You see how I explain portability? It's a wonderful feature. For any reason, if you decide to relocate to another state or home, you can pack your mortgage protection plan with you in your suitcase and take it with you. It's a visual picture. It's simple. I'm overcoming the objection of them thinking in the back of their mind, well, this is only a starter home. I'm only going to be in here for 3 to 5 years. It avoids the process of, well, I get transferred out of state. Will this coverage be effective if I move from Texas to Oklahoma? So you paint...
Has joined the conference.
Another aspect of the features and benefits is that the death benefit remains level. Now, I know that we sell 99 out of 100 policies as a level benefit, and I do realize that there are cases in some parts of some situations that may require a decreasing benefit. But I love talking about the benefit remains level. And what that means, John, is that if something should happen to you 6 months from now, we are going to pay Jones $100,000 so she can take care of the mortgage. If something should happen to you in year 29 or year 30 of your mortgage, we're still going to pay Jones $100,000. We're going to give you value for your premium dollar. I want to explain what it does, not what it is. What it does is it pays them the same amount today or at the end of their mortgage. They feel that they have tremendous value. I hope that makes sense to people. It's hard to do this without getting a little bit of feedback. But the next aspect on your mortgage protection features and plans is the unemployment rider. And this is a great unemployment rider, especially in today's economy. And the way that you can bring this up is by asking a question. And the question is, do you know anyone who has ever been laid off or fired? Telling somebody that in case you get laid off or fired, we're going to pay you a benefit after 1 month or 6 months. That may not mean anything to them. We need to find a relationship. We need to see if John and Susan, whoever we're talking to, have known anybody that's ever been laid off or fired. And in today's economy, chances are great. So now we created the problem. We created the visual of them knowing somebody. And now we can present them with the solution. When you have this program, if this should happen to you, here's what this benefit's going to do for you. It's going to pay your premiums for the next 6 months, or as long as, you know, or up to 6 months. That is strong because people are fearful that they can't pay bills if they lose their job.
and you don't know what their fears are or what's preventing them from taking action. So we're going to try to eliminate any aspect that prevents them from not moving forward. And what we're doing in this process is creating the program that the Hudgens system and the approach that the FITS team uses, and we're just trying to use some examples of painting pictures. And the next one that I want to just touch on is disability. Disability is kind of interesting because, again, I look at disability as I do the word beneficiary. What does disability mean? Does the client know what disability means? To what degree do they understand what disability is? So we refer to disability as our mortgage payment option. Our mortgage payment option. We don't use the term disability, we use the term mortgage payment option. And we explain to them that if they should become disabled for a period of up to 2 years, after a 90-day waiting period, your monthly mortgage payment for you. We calculate the disability to equal their mortgage payment, whereas maximum we can give them up to the disability. And by referring to it as mortgage payment option, what are we doing? We're referring to what it does, not what it is. It is disability coverage, but what it does is it pays your mortgage in case you become disabled. And to me, that's powerful because you're telling them what it's going to do for them. They can actually visualize the fact that, oh my, I may need this type of protection somewhere down the road. I'm more concerned the chance that I get hurt and throw my back out and can't work than I am of actually dying. So there's another way of presenting the disability option by referring to it as a mortgage payment option. The fact is we have no medical exams, this is a nice benefit, and I don't think that you should be lightly on this. I think that if you explain to them that nobody is going to stick a needle in their arm or have them pee in a cup, that's a pretty good visual. And when I'm actually telling them sticking a needle in their arm, I'm actually mimicking the act. So I'm giving them a visual cue as well. Now, it may not mean so much to you, but in reality, men, they're scared of needles. For the most part, just like they don't think that they're ever going to die, they just don't like needles. And women, they don't like to give home office specimens. So by creating the visual, you won't need a needle. No one will be sticking you in your arm, and you won't have to pee in a cup, I think is a pretty good visual. And people say, not bad. I don't have to go through any of these inconveniences, and I can still get my mortgage protection because all I have to do is now deal with you, the agent, who is treating me respectfully and is competently telling me what this product does and how it's going to help me. The other aspect that follows the mortgage payment option is the waiver of premium, and we refer to this as pay your premium. Waive your premium, waiver of premium, pay your premium. It's another way that we explain to them that if you should become disabled, this benefit will pay your premium if you should become disabled. And we refer to it as a benefit as opposed to maybe an option. Even though we know that this is an option, most of the time we're putting this rider on all of our programs, as well as the extended premium guarantee. When I'm talking about it and doing a laundry list of benefits, now the way that we present it is we would actually be writing down each one of these benefits on a legal pad. We would have them memorized. And we would be putting the answers to these questions right on the legal pad, almost itemizing a laundry list of all the features and benefits. So we have waiver premium, and we now increased our laundry list of items. Another one that we talk about that is not mentioned is critical illness. And we sell the heck out of critical illness, especially if we can't get people disability coverage because they're too old or because of occupational risk. See, critical illness is an easy one to sell because this, all you have to do is ask someone, do you know anyone who suffered a heart attack, stroke, or life-threatening cancer? Most people have at some point come in contact or know somebody that suffered a heart attack, stroke, or a life-threatening cancer. You see, John and Susan, we know that, God forbid, if you suffered from one of these critical illnesses, it may be a financial burden to you, which would affect your home. So we have the ability to pay you a benefit to make sure that we can subsidize some of your medical costs and make sure that the family's home is not jeopardized. It's great if you would sell benefit. It only requires the supplemental page, and you can improve your premiums by 10% to 30% by just selling that benefit. Another benefit that I like to always point out is I'd like to explain, especially if the couple is not married, that we have the ability to insure any other person in the home. So in case there's a mother and daughter, mother and son, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, we let them know that we... we can extend these privileges of mortgage protection to anyone else living in this home. So there's another way of two policies on sometimes. Miss Bill?
I'm sorry, I got the wrong number.
No problem. That he could be a part of this decision-making process. And you may find out that, yes, my fiancé needs to be here. Well, that's great. And you coordinate it. Now you have the ability for the fiancé to make application for this program as well. And there's another ability for you to get another application on the same sale. And I have a tendency to talk fast, and I do apologize, but there is another interesting benefit and feature that we have on some of our programs that we sell, and that's the accelerated benefit rider. That rider is real unique because we can paint a real nice picture and promote that rider because it's basically an unspoken rider. No one talks about it. You simply ask a question like, if you were to become terminally ill, who would take care of you? If you should become terminally ill, who would take care of you? Well, the answer is we will. We will provide you 50% of your face amount up front to you so you can provide and do your wishes and live the rest of your life in dignity. See, we're painting the picture of what that program does. It allows them to live the remaining days in dignity. We're not waiting for them to pass on to give them access to their money. We're giving them the access of the money when they need it most, when they're alive. Or at least we're giving them the choice. And the whole idea of conceptual selling is giving people the ability to effectively see a picture when you're talking to them. If you have the ability to show brochures or to write down on yellow page or to even use the features and benefit page as a visual will help you. But always think in regards of what it does for the client as opposed to what it is. What it does is it keeps your family in your home in a time of tragedy. What it does is it prevents you from making difficult financial decisions in a time of warning, that I'll be able to help you facilitate the paperwork to make sure that the benefit comes directly to you. I will personally deliver the benefit. Folks, if you've never delivered a death benefit check, you really don't realize what you're doing for these people, how much of an impact you're making on these lives. Sometimes we get caught up in the numbers and just the sales and just knocking down and picking up big checks. But folks, what we do out there is we protect families and we let kids stay in the same school district. There's a reason why they bought their home in the location that they bought it. And our job is to make sure that if tragedy strikes, we can keep them in that home, in a lifestyle that is comfortable for them. And by doing this, by building a rapport with them and solving their mortgage protection needs, folks, it offers you the opportunity to do a good job by getting referrals, but it also gives you the opportunity that when life events change for these people, if they have children, if they move to a larger home, you will be the person that they will call. And better yet, you should be calling these people on a regular basis just to let them know that you're still there instead of just hitting and running, making the sale, getting your commission, and not realizing that you still need to service them. Remember, you've got 20% of the money that's being back and held. You still can earn that by just making a 30-second phone call to check with your clients every so often. I think I covered the mortgage protection and plan features, but I'm not quite sure if you want me to go in any other direction or field some questions. Any input would be tremendously beneficial to me.
I hesitate to open it up to the crowd because there's no telling what we'll actually hear, but I was asking the folks in the room if they had any questions, and really, man, you nailed it. You covered all that I saw. Jason Bruno said he had questions about the critical illness, but I think you nailed that pretty well. What I'm seeing is I'm looking at our feature sheet and I'm going, yeah, I probably need to make some changes to this to incorporate more of what you just talked about. And I mean, you're the master. You're the master at this stuff. I know it, and now my whole team knows it. Do you have anything to add?
Well, what I like to say is that, if anyone ever has any questions or if there's anything that comes about on this topic after they've listened to the tapes or reviewed their notes, Fitz, that you can pick up the telephone and call me, or anyone can pick up the telephone and call me if they need help. Just let me know that they're from your group, and I'd be more than glad to be of any assistance that I can to help you, buddy. You know that.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, and obviously the feeling is mutual. So thank you, Jay. I guess I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the call. Thank you for your willingness to give up an hour of your time to teach my team. it's an honor that you did it, and it's a privilege. I sat here and took a whole page of notes myself, and so I know the guys on the phone got a lot out of it. Guys on the phone, you have just heard from one of the masters. You can see his name on the Master Agency Leaderboard every month. He is a strong, strong agency. His producers are consistently the top producers in the country. As he mentioned, he had two of the top 10. And just to give you some perspective of that, guys, our agency numbers-wise, as far as people, is a lot bigger than Jay's. But percentage-wise, I think he's got more people in the top 10 than we do. More of his agency are great producers, and that's a tremendous thing. If we can take that and push it forward, man alive, we can double our numbers and just like that if everybody doubles. So that's the idea. Guys, at the end of every phone call, we like to say, go and get you some for you and yours. Make it happen for your family. Hope you've enjoyed the call. Thanks, Jay.